This is Martian Gardens, episode 972, hour number 2. We start with Elliot Sharp, solo guitar. That was called The Skeptic, and that comes from a release on the Eminem label from 2003, The Velocity of Hue. And we'll hear more Elliot Sharp in the next set. We'll hear from another Mode Records release. I've just caught up with Mode Records. A few new CDs came my way. Elliot Sharp, we'll hear The Hidden Variable from his Dispersion CD from 2018 on Mode. And this is performed by the Vaney Academy, conducted by Marianne Lejava in Kosice, Slovakia. This was composed in 2014 for ensemble and electroacoustic guitar. And the electroacoustic guitar here is performed by Elliot Sharp, of course. We'll follow this with a short piece from Marco Opetisano from his Resolute CDR from 2015 on Resolute EP. I guess that's an outdated term, but that's what I'll say. A short CD on Spectropole Records from 2015. Marco Opetisano and Breathe, electroacoustic, electric guitar, and electric guitar samples, composed by Marco Opetisano. Then from Seth Josel, we'll hear a piece by Eric Lyon called Greaseball, and that comes from a CD from 1995 from CRI called Long Distance. And this is music for electric guitar and tape, which will end the set. First from Elliot Sharp, The Hidden Variable, and this is performed by the Vini Academy, and Elliot Sharp on electroacoustic guitar. The CD Dispersion was from Mode Records, released in 2018. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I gotta make people buy my records and not buy anybody else's. We'll be right back.
Enjoy the session.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 972, hour number two. And that was Seth Josel, and he was performing Greaseball, a composition from Eric Lyon. That comes from Seth Josel's release Long Distance from back in 1995 on CRI. That was music for electric guitar and tape. Music recorded at the Slavin Electronic Music Studio of New College, University of South Florida in Sarasota, March 24th, 1994. Seth Josel, Greaseball. We started with Elliot Sharp, The Hidden Variable, music for large ensemble and electroacoustic guitar, performed by the Vini Ensemble, conducted by Marianne Lejava and performed in Košice, Slovakia, and that was composed in 2014, recorded July 2015 with the Vini Ensemble and Elliot Carter for electroacoustic guitar. That comes from the Dispersion CD from Mode Records from 2018, music of Elliot Sharp. From Marco Pettisano, I had to make an emergency change as the Resolute CD was not in its proper case. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere around here. I'll find it somewhere. So I grabbed a different one. We heard Marco Opetisano electroacoustic music with electric guitar, Frozen Tears. That comes from early in his career, about 2000, released on the Brooklyn College electroacoustic music CD, very limited issue from the Electroacoustic Music Club of Brooklyn College, released in 2001. And again, we ended with Seth Josel and Greaseball, a composition by Eric Lyon for electric guitar and tape. Moving right along on Martian Gardens, the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and pertinent information. We move along with music with harp. We've been hearing James Tenney's 64 studies for six harps, selections over the past couple of weeks. We'll hear three more this week. We'll also hear, starting off, Anne LeBaron and a piece called Mirage. And this is released in 2010 on Innova Recordings, double CD called 1243. Mirage here features the late Leroy Jenkins on amplified violin with electric harp and live electronics by Anne LeBaron. And this was recorded at Disney Hall, California Institute of the Arts, Cal Arts in Valencia, California, from in 2002. Then from James Tenney's Changes, we'll hear studies number 46, 47, and 48. Again from Changes, 64 studies for six harps on New World Records. Also recorded at the California Institute of the Arts back in November of 2017. This was a piece composed in 1985, 64 studies for six harps. We'll then hear piano music with Sarah Cahill. Two selections from Peter Garland. We'll hear Spring View, which is subtitled The Nation is Ruined, But the Mountains and Rivers Remain, after the Japanese poet Tu Fu. And that was from, and this is from After the Wars, a CD on Cold Blue Music. Sarah Cahill recorded at the Architecture Studios in Los Angeles, December 19th, 2014. From Larry Polanski, we'll hear the Kasten Variations, and this comes from Change, a CD on Artifact Recordings from 2002, piano by Sarah Cahill on this piece. Music recorded live and mixed by Larry Polanski and Tom Erb, I think at Mills College in 2000. This was completed in 1994, and it's variations actually on another piece by Ruth Crawford Seeger. I won't go into the weeds on that, though. So those two last pieces, Peter Garland, Spring View, and Larry Polanski, the Kasten Variations, performed by Sarah Cahill. We'll follow harp music from James Tenney, and this piece, harp music, electrified harp music, and amplified violin from Anne LeBaron. This is called Mirage.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Larry Polanski's The Kasten Variation, performed by Sarah Cahill. We started with Anne LeBaron and Mirage from 1243, featuring Leroy Jenkins on amplified violin. Then from James Tenney, we heard from Changes, Studies 46, 47, and 48 for six harps. And from Peter Garland, we heard a piece called Spring View. The nation is ruined, but the mountains and rivers remain. Coming from an excerpt of Japanese poetry. And that was again from After the Wars on Cold Blue Music, piano again by Sarah Cahill. And then Larry Polanski's computer composed work, The Kasten Variation, composed in HMSL, dedicated to Sarah Cahill, who performs it here. He calls it an analysis, resynthesis of Ruth Crawford's piano study in mixed accents. And that comes from Larry Polanski's CD Change on Artifact Records, and a performance by Sarah Cahill. You've been listening to Martian Gardens, episode 972, hour number 2.